Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Well, greetings and welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. It is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. And again, I'm grateful for each and every one of you who might join us tonight for this, albeit brief, episode right here on Talk Straight. We hope Pastor Ricky Waller, our co-host, could join us as well. And as much as I hate to cheat you of time, duty calls, but we wanted to make sure we had some sort of engagement with you. We're hopeful that we can do our full 2 hours on this coming Thursday, okay? And then we have a special guest that's slated for April 29th. Very, very important guest. And we've been trying to get Dr. Jackson, who's been on with us before, to join us again. Hopefully in that week we can get both of them. But nonetheless, tonight we're here. And tonight's topic is making my dream my reality. 657-383-0944 is the number to call. Briefly, we'll go through the monologue, and then we'll get right into our discussion for tonight. 657-383-0944. That's the number to call, in the live studio tonight. You can post your questions and or comments in the group thread there on Facebook, if you're a member of the Facebook Live group there. All right, or even in the on the Facebook page. In 1963, at the March on Washington, Dr. King shared a dream that he had personally, progress of race relations and economics and so forth in America. Since that time to present, many whites and blacks have been hopeful at best for fulfilling such a utopian concept as orated back in 1963. Perhaps the best indication of success or failure, if you look back then into now, is the state of young people across our nation, collectively speaking. So tonight I want you to join me, as I said earlier in this conversation, making my dream my reality. You notice the spin on that. Making my dream my reality. Not striving to do what is real, meaningful for anyone else other than yourself. And that's where I believe the rubber meets the road. There are a lot of people who are still unhappy, frustrated, because they've never realized and identified what their reality is. Doesn't make them a bad person. But what happens too often is when you try to live up to others' expectations, you find that you fall short, and then you lose confidence in yourself, your own ability to do for yourself, to manifest anything. Hence, making my dream my reality. Again, the number 657-383-0944. Let's get right into the monologue briefly, and then we will prepare to open up our phone lines for those who will join us here. We're going to be here to at least 8 o'clock, maybe about 8:15, because I do have to attend to some other matters. But we want you to join us here, and hopefully you can get in and share with us. Proverbs, the 6th chapter in verse 9, offers some guiding words, right? Actually, it poses two questions in the text. Verse 9 says, "How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep?" Now, you know, sleep is an unconscious state. You're not awake. You're not in reality, in real time. Your mind, your body regenerates itself during sleep, and your thoughts, ideas, run them up, do their thing. But the text asks, how long will thou sleep, O sluggard? And when will thou arise out of thy sleep? Let's define what a dream is and what reality is. Then let's talk about the, quote, American dream. And let us discuss what the reality is in America in 2021. Is that okay? Hopefully we'll be able to, and if someone were to listen to this broadcast after the fact, they'd be able to have some idea of how to make their dream into a reality. Okay? I just got a few nuggets, maybe four nuggets or so, that I'd like to share with you. Something for you to consider, to ponder, think about. Generally speaking, a dream is a series of thoughts or even images, sensations that occur when your mind is resting or you're in that sleep state I just talked about. It could also be interpreted as contemplation of possibility of things happening or doing something or things that may happen down the road with the fantasy of tomorrow. So much so until they cheat themselves of the opportunity to manifest anything in reality today. All right, but we'll get to that. That's what a dream is. Unconsciously, your thoughts run amok. They just go free. You understand? No bar, no hold bar. Then there's this concept called reality. What is that, Doctor? Let's consider that it is the condition, right, the state of things as they actually exist. Not necessarily the way you want them to be, but as they exist, opposed to an idealistic or imaginary feeling about how things should be. It's interesting how children can very easily tell you because they lack experience. They don't realize that you got to face reality. But it's easy for them to tell you how they feel and what they want. I dare say that there are some chronologically grown people that stay caught up in their feelings. There's nothing wrong with having feelings. We all got them. Huh? But the difference between mature adults and immature individuals is that they realize that don't nobody care about how you feel necessarily. Maybe the people that love you, but the world really don't care about that. What they care about is that you can produce, not your feelings. May I keep it real with you tonight? So dream versus reality. Now let's talk about the American dream. What is it? The American dream is a national philosophy. We've heard it before. That's shared by citizens of the United States of America. Really, it's a set of ideals, such as the concept of democracy, a majority rule, the idea that we all have rights, we have liberty, and there are opportunities, and even this grand concept of equality. Over 240-some years old, some people are still looking for these things to manifest themselves. But yet, this is the American dream. Now, freedom includes this opportunity, this freedom that we're afforded by Constitution, said to include this opportunity to be prosperous, to be successful, and to be happy, right? To move forward, to have mobility in America for yourself, your family, and even your offspring, your children. But guess what, beloved? The reality is this comes through working hard and accepting certain things that are required of you. Typically, we tell young people, get an education, because it gives you a voice and it helps establish you in your society. On the secondary level, you know, high school level, it prepares you for things that go on within your city, within your state. Beyond that, you broaden your horizon with a more universal ideology or idea or concept of the world. And that's what the university or the college is good for. Talked about this before. You can move beyond that. But as a whole, that's what education does. It helps empowers you, right, to be able to find your way and take advantage of opportunities. Now, part of the American dream. In the definition of the American dream by James Truslow Adams, he writes in 1931 in his book, quote, life should be better and richer and fuller for everyone, with the opportunity for each according to ability and achievement, regardless of social class or circumstances of birth, end quote. James Truslow Adams. Now, interestingly enough, he said something that's key there. He said life should be. Is that the reality, beloved? The only person that's going to make that so is you. Talking about making your dreams your reality. Do you know who it is, what it is you want to be, you want to do? Now you're willing to go find out what it's going to take to get you there. That's a real question, beloved. That's a real question. When we think about the Declaration of Independence, right, we hear a whole lot of verbiage there. The only truth will be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty. Guess who's going to make that happen? Not the government. Not even the Constitution itself. Each individual, by understanding how to take advantage of resource and opportunity in our nation, in our society, in our country, in your city, in your state. You understand? Now, that's the American dream we were just talking about. Just briefly, let me go over what the reality. And this is April the 13th, 2021. And here's the reality. Nothing in life in America or the world abroad comes free. Let me say that one more time. Nothing in life, in America, or the world comes to you for free. Don't y'all know that when you came here in the world, you fought to get in here on some level? Somebody had to push. Somebody, maybe you had a C-section or something, but some effort had to go into it. It wasn't free. It was a cost to it. Are you with me? Now, each individual must work to obtain those resources, both natural and other, that will produce the materials, which leads to them being able to have individual comfort and success. But you've got to work. You've got to work. That is the reality in America. Everybody has got to put some work in. The most important lesson that a parent can teach their child, that they should work to be self-sufficient and independent, even at some point in their life of their parents. Yes, even at some point, you work. Your goal is to wean yourself off of mama and daddy and everybody else. That don't mean you don't love them. That don't mean you don't love your siblings. That means that you are able to stand on your own 2 feet and hold your own ground. Now, I understand this is in conflict, but I'm going to say over the last generation or better, the utopian idea of things being free in America without some responsibility. Come on, man. See, the reality is this utopian idea, this concept, which is a rather respectfully so a lazy idea and mentality, right, because it don't require much effort because you're looking for somebody else to do it for you. Well, what it has led to is a lot of grown folks being disappointed and meeting failure and setback in life. I love you enough to tell you the truth, even if I have to sleep in the street. That's what a friend of mine used to tell me. His granddaddy used to tell him all the time. There's absolutely nothing wrong with a man or a woman having or holding a dream. That's good. However, when they awake from their unconscious state, guess what? They have to face reality of their life. They have to face the realities of their life, good or bad. Now, you will allow me to offer, as I promised early on, and we're going to open up the phone lines here, just a few nuggets of wisdom to anyone who wishes to hear some ways by which you can manifest your dream into your reality. Okay? Bear with me just for a second. And you know, we need to understand that these things, again, don't pop out the air. Got to be produced. Produce. Well, first, let me talk about the importance of staying awake, being conscious. See, I'm going to go back to the concept of educational knowledge. There is power in knowledge. And when you seek knowledge, guess what? You can obtain understanding. This is what empowers you to find whatever resources are necessary for you to maintain and sustain yourself. Establish, sustain, and maintain yourself by staying awake, being hungry in search of knowledge. Bible says you should know the truth, and the truth will make you free. All that getting, get an understanding. Huh? All right. Then, number two, when you allow yourself to be guided by those things that are real, ideal. Now, ideals are good. They have their place. They give us something to work toward. But when you operate within the realm of reality, listen, all I got is 15 cents. And I should use that 15 cents the best way I can to multiply it. No need of me going trying to ideally obtain something that costs 30 cents or 60 cents or 45 cents. One day maybe, but right now all I got is 15. That's all I can afford. Let me stay there. But let me work to produce and to build this 15 cents into a greater value. Are you with me? Stay awake. Be knowledgeable. Look for information. If you don't have the answer, seek them out. And align yourself with folks that can help you get that. Be realistic about what you have, what you can afford, what you're capable of doing at the moment. That don't mean you won't be able to do it later. But at the moment, stay in reality. Then, control your quality of life. What you say got me. I said control your quality of life. Quite often, and I'm a pastor, I've been a pastor for 26 years now, a lot of good people seem to have the notion that their relationship with even with the Creator is intricately connected to the preacher, their pastor, their imam, their priest or something. When in reality, that's about you controlling your understanding because that's your relationship. See? And when you control your spirituality, you control the economics of your life. When you control the social orientation or your instruction or your ideas and not other groups and other people and folk that got plans for you, when you're in control of that, guess what? Can't nobody make a fool out of you. And that's what happens a lot of times. A lot of good people are so dependent on other people for validation that they miss out on even finding themselves. So what somebody don't like what you think or how you look? Does that stop you from being who you are? Absolutely not. Control who you are, right? Be awake. Seek knowledge and understanding. Stay operating within the realm of what's real. Young folks say, keep it 100. And control your own quality of life. Define yourself. What makes you happy, not what somebody else wants. Come on, somebody. And then lastly, I just want to leave this with you. Invest. Invest. What you say, Doctor? I said invest in yourself. We're taught to pay tithes and offer, and you should. The Bible tells us that for righteous people and believers. But guess what else you ought to do? You ought to invest in yourself. You ought to tithe to yourself. And when you do that, guess what you'll find out? You will have the resources economically to do what you want to for you, for your family, for your children, and anyone else that you're concerned about. Those are the four nuggets I have. Seek knowledge so that you can stay awake. Be abreast of what's going on in your city, in your automatic district or your councilmatic district, in your state. You can control that better than you can in D.C. Make sure everything you do is based in what's real. Keep it 100 at all the time. Huh? Control your life. Don't let nobody else control you. And invest in yourself. Now, having said all of that, there's a group, and people seem to think that somebody got to give you something. But I can't say it like they can. Listen to them just for a second. 657-383-0944. That's the number to call. You listen to Talk Straight. This is your old Reverend Dr. Ruben. We go straight to the phone line in just a minute. Now, listen what they say.
Preston didn't give you change. Oh, I thought they were nothing. What's the room fact gonna raise
your
hand? So they can help to repair.
Say what?
But God would say,
share it with somebody, they may not believe that you have that. You know, it's a possibility. But if they understand, just like when it comes to pass, and you performing it, you putting it in motion, and all you need is just some assistance. You understand?
Right.
And if a person is willing to step up and then assist in an area where it's capable of being applied, then that's part of the dream being made effective, I would say. Like for instance, having the answer to something, you know, having the solution to something, have the discovery of something, and that's part of the dream. I'll give you a good example. Mm-hmm. This is a true story. This is a true story.
Okay.
The flip side.
Okay.
The flip side. You understand? Got what it takes.
Yes,
I admitted it in chapter one. I didn't deny it. I even admitted. Now, the thing is, what God is getting ready to show me, he's going to see how many people will be willing to assist into being a part of a discovery that has the solution to a particular problem.
I see.
Is that something? Now, this is not something that don't work. This is something that do work. It's been tested, you know, on the individual, and God done it on purpose just to prove to the individual that it works. Now it's up to the individual to carry the dream out. So I like what you're talking about. And, oh, man, it's interesting.
Well,
it is very interesting.
We got a new caller, Pastor. We got a new caller from area code 832-4187.
Okay.
Want to welcome them on. You're listening to Talk Straight. And tonight, caller, our topic is simply making my dream my reality. Questions or comments so far?
Thank you for welcoming me on.
Absolutely.
And
Thank
you for welcoming me on. Speaking on the topic of, like you said, being a little bit selfish, I think a lot of times in our lives, we always have put other people before ourselves. And in a certain sense, it was always taught, you always last, you always last.
Right, right.
And we come to a point where we realize that, my mom used to always say, first law of nature is self-preservation. If I can't take care of myself, I can't take care of anybody else. And sometimes, so I think the reality of it, and sometimes, like the information comes, old age comes fast, knowledge comes slow. But as you learn to take care of yourself, because I'm going through a phase like it, I'm learning to take care of yourself. And it's kind of funny, you say, you want everybody to be a little bit selfish. I'm being a little bit selfish.
Yes, a little bit.
Right now with myself. And
right.
I feel so much better, and I think it allows me to be a better person to other people as well.
Sure.
That's all I had to say.
You know, when you were saying that, Carla, I thought about what the text said when it said, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wow, man, that's heavy right there. You know, and as a preacher, for a long time, 8112, I got upset when it sounded like people didn't want to hear the word of God and how they can have eternal life. But then I realized, man, you better try to get in the kingdom yourself. Don't be like Moses. Don't even make it. You understand what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted now. Now, we could be an example we should share with people. Go ahead. Well, I'm sorry. What was that now?
We were just that we understood what you were saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
I understand.
Again, it's just the idea that we and I like what the caller was saying there. We are raised and we encourage in our socialization to think about others too. Love your neighbor as yourself, right? Do unto others as you would have them do. But at what point do you start learning to walk? I think about a baby when they learn how to walk. You know. They don't start out walking. In fact, they fall first. I wish I had a witness here tonight. Is that right? Anybody know what I'm talking about? They fall first.
That's right. They do.
It is from the jolt and the experience of the fall that they learn how to be on their feet. And my God, when they get down, well, y'all know the story. When they get on their feet, they take off running. Then you got to really keep up with them. But that's the step to independence. And I mentioned in the monologue some things that I think are helpful. I'm not saying that that's all-inclusive and you got to do anything. But listen, if you learn and you seek knowledge, right, and you seek to understand how to gain what you need, it will help you to be based in reality. A lot of times, young people bite off more than they understand or what they can chew. And when they get out there and try it and it flops on them, they lose confidence and a drive to want to do anything else. You see what I mean? And the rest of their life is in a shamble as a result of it. And I just want to emphasize here tonight in our discussion that we have a responsibility to others, but you also have responsibility to yourself. And this notion that somebody else has always got to come in, think for you. Your mom and your daddy can't even act for you all the time. And it's not until we lose them, until they go on to the other side, that we realize, listen, I got to stand on my own two feet. Is anything wrong with that, caller? Anything, anybody want to come in on that? This idea that, listen, I can't hold on to mom and daddy too long. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I should ask the question like this. How soon should we get ready to wean ourselves off of mom and daddy? How soon in life would y'all say?
When you leave the nest, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. You said when you leave the nest?
Yes, sir.
Ah.
Meaning, when you think you too grown to follow my rules and regulations, then it is time for you to leave the nest. It is time for you to be on your own. And that's when you start spreading your wings.
I see. That's what my mama used to say. Listen,
all right,
you can't do like I tell you. You ain't got no business with your feet under my thing. That was her notion right there. What about that 4187? What do you think about that notion there?
I think it's also, too, it's kind of like I'm a kid between, because when you fly it out, when a bird learns to fly, you still kind of coach him a little
right.
bit. But
sure.
Even, and I have to say for myself, sometimes mom and daddy pull you back in. We don't allow our children to go out there totally. We pull them back in, least little thing. And I think a lot of us probably be guilty of that. We rush in.
Sure.
And so it might be a combination of both. When should we let them go?
I mean, when I say let go, if you're a parent and you care about your children, it's not that easy. The word let go
can be
different in a different term. But
right.
When I say let go, I mean sometimes when they bump their head, as we all have.
Sure, right.
Okay,
that's fine
that we try to help out, but we also have to put limitation upon this because I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
I think we too.
Hey, you know what, a lady and Pastor Waller, I read some time ago about how the eagle, the mama eagle, prepares the baby eagle.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was the most cruelest thing I ever heard about. And y'all probably familiar with this, that what the mother eagle does is she gets her young after a certain period, right, and she snatches them up and she flies over youngest clefts and she dangles them in the air. Thousands of feet in the air. And guess what? Can you believe a mom just let go? Them babies ain't never flew before, ain't did nothing. And that mama just let them go thousands of feet in the air. But guess what she does? I wish I had a wish. She hovers right over
What's
them.
That?
She shadows them. Until she's sure that instinctively they start to flap them their babies. Oh, my God, look at them. Can you see them go? Can you see them go? And mama, soon as she realized, that's my baby right there, my baby flying. Guess what she do? She's going to
Is that right?
I wish it, man. That'd
That's confidence there, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
What's going on right now? Explain to us what's going on right now. What's in that mama's ego, that mama ego's mind? Does she know something we don't know?
She knows that God gave her to protect hers.
Mm-hmm.
And she had tools that she needs to work with to teach them.
Right. Right.
I have to let you go. That was one
Watch
of her,
out, man.
That was one of her tools. I have to eventually let you go.
Yeah, okay. They're talking, but
yeah. And you know, 12, I'm going to tell you something. That mama eagle wasn't always a grown mama. She
right.
was eagle herself before. Is that right?
That's exactly.
And she learned to understand that even though it hurt me, 4187, it may hurt me. My dad used to say all the time, son, I'm whoop you because I love you. You man, hate me sometimes. Doggone, man.
You sound like me.
but 4187, that mama knew that the only way my baby's going to really fly
is out
there. I got to put it out
there. Okay, what you clean it with? The glass.
Yeah. So what do you think about that 4187?
Well, like you say, you got to let them go. You got to let them fly. And I think that also goes back to how we got to let them go so that we can go back to taking care of ourselves. There's a period of time when you take care of other people, and there's a period of time you need to take care of yourself. And so, and I agree. And I think sometimes, especially, I don't know, probably being a mom or something that, we have a tendency to hold on. And then at a point, I love you. I give you a prime example. I raised my baby, and I told her, I said, you know, I make you rotten. I said, but mommy got to make you unrotten. And I had to, my fault, but I had to break her from the unrottenness and let her go. Now I'm seeing the person that she's going into too. So I see what you're saying, and it allows me to say, hey, you know, you fine, I'm fine, and we can all take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's better. Now it's going to be time to take care of yourself. So.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I agree with everything everybody's saying. We just said it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I think about it myself, how, well, you know, both my wife and I, we made sure, I told Pastor Wall about this a lot, how we kept them so busy, they were too tired to get into anything else when they got home. And it got to a point after both of them are grown and they've gone back there in other cities now. Make a long story short, you know, it got to a point where we were saying, doggone it, what are we going to do with ourselves, man? We're so used to doing for them. Kind of like 4187 was saying. I didn't spoil you, now I got to make you unspoil.
I got to make him rotten. I said rotten, not spoil
rotten.
You rotten.
You and so you learn, you train yourself to do what's important to you. And that's a good point that was made there. That's a very good point that was made there. This idea, you're listening to, we got a short show tonight, guys, but guess what? You know, and I think I'm Miss Campbell. Can I hear from her?
Yes.
Miss Campbell. Is that you?
Let's see.
I'm 4187. All right. I'm going to just give a little prelude here, guys. We're looking forward to a one show on the 29th. And I ain't going to tell it all. But she's going to be our guest. And I know she's locked and loaded with some very powerful information that's relevant to where we are today and moving forward. Y'all know we've been trying to provide, you know, some positive information and some things that are good for our spiritual, our natural health, and our emotional health. I ain't going to tell it all, but she's going to be with us there. So I hope you guys can tell everybody. Stand on the mountaintop. Tell everybody.
Did you say the 29th, sir?
Yes, ma'am, the 29th, Thursday, the April 29th. I'll just tell you a little bit. There is a drive to help our people understand a very, very critical issue for us, and that's cancer.
Yeah.
And that's cancer.
And why it is that it seems like when some people catch a cold, we wind up with triple pneumonia, figuratively speaking. I can't talk about it like she can. So she going to get into it. She going to come with it. I appreciate her. Just very briefly, you want to just a little nibble. Just a little nibble there, Missy, if you want to give a look.
Okay.
All right.
Just a little snippet of it. I'm a health educator, and one of the things that I do is I try to make, especially African-Americans, about the top cancers that affect our community, prostate, breast, colon cancer. But also we have an issue with kidney cancer, and kidney diseases are on the rise within the, quote, African-American community because of certain issues. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about preventive care, and I'm going to have a couple of experts on to give you the word out. And one of the good things about this is that, load them with questions. It's a good opportunity to ask questions that you probably wouldn't have time to ask your doctors or something you may not have thought about. Just ask them. I hope this will be very informative, and if going forward, maybe we can do some more on some different topics as well.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm just so excited about this.
Yes, ma'am. So am I. So am I. And Facebook group, we're going to be doing, I typically do two posts a week, but leading up to it, we're going to be doing multiple posts. And so, because we want everybody to join us. Nashville, we want you to join us here for sure. All over. Peoria. Tell your folk in Peoria. We're going to be doing more promotions about it because this is a very, very, very important thing. I can speak from a personal standpoint. Both of my parents had some form of cancer. So it's real. It's very real. It's very real. And my mother-in-law, right? It's very real. It's very real. And sometimes we don't want to, 8112, it's hard to talk about these things. But the reality, and I don't mean to scare anyone, but I'm saying if we can do something to sustain ourselves and to have a more healthy and more prosperous life, why not do that? Why not do that?
Thank you.
I understand.
Why not
because, I didn't lose a parent. Well, I did, and I won't go into that. However, I understand because they gave me the new colon stool test. I had one a couple of years ago, but I'd never seen this one. It's more in depth, and my doctor was like, well, you need to do this test because it is so more advanced. Am I saying that right?
Advanced, yes, ma'am.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
That it covers a lot of different things.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, I hope they'll call me on the phone and tell me that. I did call the people. They had to come pick it back up and everything else, and they picked it up, and by the grace of God, I ain't got a phone call yet.
Okay.
Well, all right.
But
well,
I did. What I'm saying, I put my fear aside because I was afraid to do it, and I did do it.
Right. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I had mine. Hey, 12, I had mine when I turned 50, so if it makes you feel any better, join the club.
Join the club, and it's better to know than not to know, and a lot of things are preventive. But what happens when we wait so long to go to the doctor, then it's in a later stage.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, Miss Smith, you might as well go ahead and take this. I want you to take it. Then he gave me the story of some woman. Now she's dying. I'm like, oh, my goodness, can I get out of here, please? I did come home, and the test was delivered. It's a process that it goes through, though.
They don't
hand it to this test to you at the doctor's office like the last one.
Mm-hmm.
They send it in the mail, and it comes by delivery. You have to call for them to pick it back up.
Mm-hmm.
And they check on you to see if you have done it yet.
Wow.
And firstly, I hope and pray I still don't get a phone call. It's been a month, but, you know.
You good. Now, we love what the doctor got to say, but I'm going to tell you about Dr. Jesus. Now, I ain't come to preach, but I felt myself right there. Huh?
I know this.
The songwriter asked the question, have you any sickness that you can't control? Okay, let me stop.
Pastor, I ain't come to preach
you. I was trying to listen to you for the last couple of minutes, and you done shut up on me.
I hear you, man.
No, but yeah, we're wrapping up our conversation tonight. I hate to cut it off, guys, but y'all know we got another bench, and we've been kind of humping out there, so I got to get in. Look at some old numbers tonight, so y'all bear with me. But Thursday, Lord willing, we're going to be able to do our full 2 hours. Even if it ain't number, Pastor Wallace, take over. Kick me out of the season. He's going to take over. Is that good, Brother Pastor?
Oh, man. I tell you this, brother. It's not a bad thing. It's all right to continue. And just as long as it's going forth, you know, the word says when there's two or three, you know, gather together, man. So if that's what it takes and you got to do some things and you need to continue it, I don't see no problem with it.
All right. Now, for sure, I ain't going to miss Miss C. I ain't going to miss C coming in here and dropping the knowledge. I'll be here. Miss C, I'm going to fix my hair up, too, and everything. You know what I mean? I'm going to comb my hair real good.
That's all right.
Okay.
I won't miss that for nothing.
And I'm going to try my best also to be on the station that night as well, Lord bless, because from day to day, I live from day to day. And I hope for the
best. Okay. Next time I'm on, hey, Peoria, next time I'm on 2057, I'm going to get off and go down that road that said Peoria. I'm coming. I'm going to come holler.
Yeah, but you're a pastor, so I'm going to believe and trust in what you're saying.
Don't make me feel bad.
No, please don't. I love you. Like a fat girl, a little face, or a skinny girl, a little chocolate chip.
Watch it. All right. Listen, we got a few more minutes here, and I appreciate you guys. Joining. I know that the time was a little short. And I do apologize for that, but we're going to work to make it longer. My good friend here, he got my back there, so we're going to keep the airlines open here. We generally go for 2 hours. But nonetheless, we got on with us tonight, our good friend, Ms. Lenise Campbell, who's going to be our guest on the 29th. Looking forward to that, as well as Peoria, Illinois. We call her Mama D affectionately, Mama D out of Peoria, and, of course, our co-host, Ricky Wallace. Appreciate you guys. This good conversation, making my dream a reality. Pastor, guess what my guy's doing? Our protege out of Atlanta.
What's that? What's going on?
He done hooked himself up, man. He working that thing.
Huh?
He working that thing.
Showed up.
We started the year out challenging young men who may have had some challenges to develop themselves with a business idea, with work ethic and things of that nature. And he's doing the thing, man. He's doing the thing there. And
man,
that's great. I asked him to come back and share with us some of his success, and he promised to do that. He couldn't be with us now because he's working. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, man, that's a great thing, brother.
And that's what we want. That's what we want. So,
it's just
but
good.
Nonetheless, Yes, sir. He read your book, by the way. He's read your book, and I'm sure he'll talk about it when he comes. But he was at 4187. He was our guest on, February. I think it was in January this year. So young man out of Atlanta, who African-American male, who, you know, oftentimes we write them off and we don't hear the best part of it. So he was able to share with us where his vision and dreams were. That's our whole culture.
Amen.
Inspiration.
Amen. That's
so awesome.
But nonetheless, okay. Well, let's go around the table here and get a few more thoughts from everybody. I hate to cut us off here. It's my fault. Don't throw the rock at me. It's my fault. A final thought from everybody, and then we'll prepare for Tuesday. I mean, this coming Thursday for a full 2 hour broadcast. What about
a
12?
Final
thought there?
Oh, my. I am so enhanced and grateful that I did get on because we're people, and I'm going to wrap this up real fast. We go through many different challenges in life, and so I was debating with myself whether to or not, and I'm blessed that I did because I've enjoyed the conversation, the topic. I've become a little more educated about certain things. And that's fine with me. And I thank you guys for hearing me and giving me, I have my own voice, but giving me the chance to, my voice to be heard.
All right. All right. We always honor. Yeah, we always enjoy when you share with us. Thank you very much for doing it. And looking forward to you know where the house is. If you don't go in the refrigerator and help yourself, you just going home because I ain't giving you nothing. All right. Well, thanks so much, 4187, Ms. Campbell, for joining us there. Anything you want to say before we wrap up our episode tonight?
I just want to say, love yourself. Everybody, give yourselves a big hug. And first we put it into God's hands, then we wrap our arms around ourselves, and we can stretch our arms out to others.
All right. Now.
Gotcha. I believe that'll preach right there, Ms. Jeff. Watch yourself.
Bless God. Bless God.
That's a good word right there. I'm going to tell my wife when I go, what you doing? She said, hug myself. Hug me.
All right, okay. I might go hug myself for a second.
I like that. Well, thank you, ladies. And we're going to turn it over to Pastor Waller to wrap it up for tonight.
Hey, now, Pastor Dockery, I thank God for you and for everybody who had a chance to tap into the service tonight. Let me say this to the ladies. And brother, I know she said it earlier. 8112 said something that made good sense to me. And when she made known about it, she take it a day at a time. You see, that's a good, perfect way to deal with life because you can get ahead of yourself. And the word of God says, this is the day that the Lord has made.
That's right.
He tell us
that's
to
right.
rejoice and to be and glad in it. Could you imagine how much joy it would be knowing that he has been acknowledged this day? Because when he made it, he put it together for you and I. So we have a right to rejoice and to be glad in it. I just want to ask the question, is any glad people on the line right now? And if it is, you ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I yield back to you on that note, Pastor Dockery, according to the word of God.
Ain't nothing else to say about that, but we'll see you next. We'll see you Thursday night for a full episode of 2 hours with Pastor Waller leading our discussion there. Thank you all for joining us. And on behalf of Pastor Waller and Talk Straight here, join us here again at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for another episode of Talk Straight.
Won't be looking over the chair. Smoking in the reach of the chair. On a fire, on a fire.